BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. David trusted in God when he was afraid. Fear is a strong base emotion. David's fear was not vague. It had tangible facts that awakened the feeling. Saul had tried to pin him to the wall with a spear more than once, 1 Samuel 18:11 and 19:10. Now King Saul sent out groups of men throughout Israel to find him. When afraid, David cries out to God and trusted him. Some people have fears that are more imaginary than real. For example, the fear of a dark night is based on the unknown. I may fear unknown noises and assume the worst. Fear grows their house. Fears grow with imagination. Some have other fears. For example, believing if they leave their house, something terrible will happen to them. They make assumptions based on nothing tangible and so stay in their house. No matter if fear is based on thoughts or assumptions and imaginary, fear can be overcome. Do I trust Jesus enough to face my fear and say, "No more, you will not have power over me anymore, for my God is all-powerful"? As the Lord God told Joshua, who was about to go into a mighty country with a small Israeli army, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Joshua 1:9. Four times the Lord said that on that occasion. Repeat and believe.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.